Updated August 17 at 7:30 a.m. Public Health Sudbury and Districts has lifted the drinking water advisory that came into effect Sunday, August 13, for residents of the city of Greater Sudbury in the area north of 138 Skeed Road to Old Skeed Road, including all adjoining streets. Public Health issued the drinking water advisory because of a temporary loss of pressure in the municipal water system. The water has been tested to ensure its safety. The bacteriological quality of the water supply has been tested with no adverse results being reported, said Burgess Hawkins, a manager in Public Health's Health Protection Division, in a press release. Residents in the affected areas may notice chlorine odors and discolored water. What to do after a drinking water advisory is lifted and before using the water? Run cold water faucets for 5 minutes or until the water runs clear. Run drinking fountains for 5 minutes before using the water or until the water runs clear. Run water softeners through a regeneration cycle. Drain and refill hot water heaters. Large volume users, for example, schools, may need to run cold water taps for a longer period of time on first use. To get rid of sediment, faucet screens should be removed, rinsed and put back in place. For more information, phone Public Health Sudbury and Districts at 705-522-9200, ext. 464, toll-free 1-866-522-9200 or visit phsd.ca. Original story, Public Health Sudbury and Districts has issued a drinking water advisory, effective immediately, for all residents in the area north of 138 Skeed Road at Good Shepherd Cemetery to the north intersection of Skeed Road and Old Skeed Road, including all streets coming off Skeed Road and Old Skeed Road. The drinking water advisory is being issued because of a loss of pressure due to a water main break. A drinking water advisory means that people who take their water from the municipal system should not use it for drinking, making juice, infant formula, or ice, cooking, washing uncooked fruit and vegetables, or brushing teeth, the health unit said in a news release. Boiling the water may not make it safe for drinking. For these purposes, water from an alternate source, such as bottled water, should be used. The water can be used for laundry and bathing, excluding small children who could swallow the water. Public Health Sudbury advised that the city of Greater Sudbury will locate a water buggy in the area for residents to fill with fresh water in their own containers. The city has not said where the buggy will be located as of yet. Once water pressure is restored, residents should not use the water for human consumption until advised otherwise, the health unit, Public Health Sudbury and Districts stated. It is possible that the loss of water pressure created conditions that compromised the safety of the drinking water, said Burgess Hawkins, a manager in Public Health's Health Protection Division. Until bacteriological testing of the drinking water indicates a safe supply, the drinking water advisory will remain in effect as a precaution. Public Health Sudbury and Districts will notify the municipality when the water testing results show an all clear and the drinking water advisory is lifted, and residents will be advised.